welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. Good morning. My guest today is Jonathan Friedman. Jonathan is a serial entrepreneur and currently the CEO and co-founder of Speed Data. Good morning, Jonathan, and thank you for coming to our podcast.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So first, let's talk about how you originally came to semiconductors and what brought you to co-found Speed Data.
I think getting into semiconductors was just pure luck. I'm pretty old, so I finished my PhD approximately 20 years ago. I was looking actually in signal processing and not directly related just to semi. And then I was looking for a job, found a job in Metalink, which is a semiconductor company. And there I am 20 years later, just doing semi again. And relating to Speed Data, looking back, I think, so if you look at my semiconductor years, I've been doing for a decade communications, modems, and then I switched to looking into processors. Once I switched to processors, I actually left a friend of mine, which we worked many years together in a company called Polvigent. And we were meeting every now and then and talking about the things that we can do again together. And just a few years prior to founding Speed Data, we began looking into data centers and the AI revolutions in the data center, and we're wondering if we can do something interesting and talks around that. If I look back, talks around that, that's the thing that was the first seed into founding Speed Data.
Yeah, I think data centers is one of the more interesting topics because it's an important part of our semiconductor ecosystem, and it's evolved dramatically over the last few years. So how do you see the data center evolving over the next few years?
So actually, I think these are very exciting times for data centers. Data centers are experiencing a huge shift and a huge change. Two important trends are actually fueling this huge change. One, and two of them are very well known. The first one is the data explosion and the fact that data is actually approximately doubling every 2 years. And this is on the one hand, and on the other hand, the death of Moore's law, or the fact that CPUs are not progressing, general purpose processors are not progressing at the rate they used to. So these two trends collide, and as time goes by, this creates a gap which becomes larger and larger. And if you look back approximately 5 years ago, the first crack happened with AI revolution and actually opened the door for a newcomer in the data center, the GPU, which accelerated this very important workload. And as we move forward, it is actually quite clear that the future of data center compute is accelerators. And you see it all over. So it began in AI, it goes through networking, storage, and of course analytics and databases, which we do in Speed Data.
You know, you mentioned Moore's law. There's a lot of varying opinions on Moore's law. Some people say it's dead. Some people say maybe Moore's law just delayed or it's slowing. You know, what is your opinion on that?
So actually, I don't think it's that important whether it's dead or slowing down. I think even people who say that it is not dead, but rather just slowing down, also would agree that at most general purpose processors improve by, I don't know, 10% yearly, I'd say these are the very optimistic people. You compare that to data, which doubles every year. It really doesn't matter. You cannot continue and process data with general purpose CPUs. I think this is evident for anyone in the industry, and this is the main reason of the huge shift in the data centers.
I agree with that completely. You know, Moore's law was really just an observation by Gordon Moore. It's really not a law of physics or anything, but it is a gauge of how we progress. And there's a lot of different ways we can advance, you know, the semiconductor technology, you know, packaging and such. And I think we still have a ways to go. But as you mentioned, you know, I don't think general purpose processors, you know, are going to survive much longer, especially in the data center. You know, you have companies like Google and Amazon and even Facebook. They're making their own, you know, domain specific processors now to help their own servers, because the cloud is a huge business, right? It's just huge and competitive. I think you're right. So let's talk a little about GPUs. So are GPUs becoming a more dominant force than CPUs in the data center? Or, you know, what type of offerings, other offerings could take over CPU workloads?
So relating to your observation, the fact that CPUs are not progressing anymore, I don't think it completely means that they will fade away. They are simply not growing at the rate they used to. And you know, empires fall very slowly. They will continue to dominate the data center, I think, for quite long. Actually, even today, NVIDIA, who's a GPU manufacturer, is the biggest chip company in the world, and yet still, even in data center, Intel is selling close to between 4 to 5 times as much compared to NVIDIA's GPUs just in the data center. So CPUs are going to continue to be a very important part of the data center. Only the CPUs are going to switch and do only the control part of the data center, while data processing is going to become something that domain accelerators would do. One example is the GPUs, which has been doing that for a few years now in the AI. Definitely NVIDIA has taken over and is the AI king for the moment of data centers. But actually, looking at the AI world, you would find multiple other companies trying to make to bring in a second wave of acceleration and replace the GPUs in data centers. Companies like Graphco, Habana, Sambanova, Cerebras are all examples of such accelerators. And they are actually even more domain specific than the GPU. I do think that CPUs would remain a dominant force in the data centers, but data processing would be replaced by other accelerators. And the GPU is doing a very good job today on AI. The GPU is not doing such a good job in analytics. Analytics is still completely dominated by CPUs. And when you look at networking accelerators, you would find other type of accelerators, smart NICs of various kinds from multiple types of companies.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think there will always be Intel CPUs in the data center. I think that they'll just be doing different things. So you mentioned analytics. So this is a good transition. So Speed Data has developed an analytics processing unit, or as some people call it, an APU. So what is it exactly, and how does it differ from the other processing units that handle the traditional analytic workloads?
So first thing to observe is that analytics is one of the most important workloads in the data center. And while the GPU had a tremendous success in AI, it had close to zero success in replacing CPUs for analytic workloads. So analytical workloads are dominated to date by CPUs and mainly by Intel CPUs. So Speedata has looked at this problem and actually wondered why this revolution of the AI did not happen in analytics. And actually, you can look at this problem and understand that the GPU is not a good solution for analytics. And we designed bottom up a processor which would solve the analytical problem. And the analytics problem is basically a problem which involves three important things: compute enhancement, or the need for strong compute, the need for strong I/O, and the need for strong or high bandwidth to the memory. All these are addressed by Speedata's APU. And actually today, Speedata's APU is able to show between 1 to 2 orders of magnitude of improvement on production workloads. So we were given by multiple types of players in the world their workloads, and we are able to show on their production workloads and an enhancement of anywhere between a multiple of 20 to a multiple of 100.
Yeah, interesting. So what specific industries will Speedata's new solution most impact? I mean, can you give us some examples?
Sure, definitely. But let me just specify that actually we are in a similar way to the GPU. We are not an industry specific solution, but rather we give an accelerator for analytics in general, and then the various industries can use that tool in order to improve their solution. Frankly, I'm not that good in guessing who's going to make the most benefit, but just from to give a sense of the type of companies we talk to. So we talk to various companies from the ad tech. So there's a lot of use of analytics in advertised matching. There's a lot of use of analytics in fintech. And one example is, of course, fraud detection, which includes a lot of analytics. And there's a lot of analytics in healthcare and any type of biology research, for example, DNA research.
Ah, got it. So what state is your chip in? So you have a independent chip. Is it taped out? Is it in sampling? Is it in use?
It hasn't taped out yet. It would be taped out within several quarters. We have today a prototype running on FPGA. This FPGA is actually running only on 60 megahertz, and already today we are able to show with this very low frequency workloads which run faster than a Intel Xeon with 64 cores, we're running at over 2 gigahertz. So already today, with two hands tied behind our back, we can show a improvement compared to Intel Xeon, and our chip would be close to 50 times faster. We expect to tape out it within several quarters.
So this is a FinFET-based chip, I would expect?
Yes, it is.
Leading edge, hopefully.
Yes, it's a leading edge process with, of course, leading edge interfaces coming in and out of our chip, PCIe Gen 5, DDR5, and so on.
So, do you have any partnerships involved in developing this chip, or is this completely organic, internal to your company?
The development itself is completely organic, but of course we talk with multiple players, important players in the world. These include, I mentioned, top ad tech players, top SaaS players in the world, and of course we are also talking to a couple of cloud providers, so that we get full or very diverse type of inputs to the various analytics workloads that all of these players have. And that, of course, affects our ability to design and develop this chip. But the chip itself is completely organic.
Oh, that's excellent. You know, there's just huge amounts of data in the cloud, right? It's just not unthinkable how much is available, and yet very little of it is utilized. I mean, is that what you're seeing as well? And how are we going to, you know, manage this incredible amount of data that we're generating every day?
Definitely. I think all of the world is working on that specific problem. On how can we utilize the amount of data that we have, and of course speed data is just contributing a part, but a very important part of it. And when we talk with the companies surrounding us, which actually so there's the new cliche talking about that data is the new oil. There are so many companies that know to extract information from data. And we're actually not that kind of company. We're only supporting them and giving them tools to allow them to do that. So we talk with multiple companies, and we constantly hear the fact that they are lacking processing power and lacking the ability to extract more and more information simply due to lack of processing power. So in that sense, we give our hand to the big problem on how to utilize the world's data simply by providing tools for that.
Right. Well, that's important. I think it's the key to the success of not just semiconductors, but modern life is being able to, you know, mine and make use of the incredible amounts of data that we are generating. So I'm definitely interested. It would be nice to speak with you again, you know, maybe at the end of the year or next year after you tape out to see how things are. Do you have any final thoughts? Have we covered everything?
I definitely just a finalizing thing. I would say these are extremely exciting times for the big data worlds, and specifically looking into the semiconductor worlds. This I am 20 years in the semi world, and this is definitely the most exciting times. So many things to do. I wish these times would continue forever.
Yeah, I'm actually 40 years in. This is my 40th year in semiconductors, and I don't think there's been a more exciting time than today. And I think, you know, over the next 10 years, it's just going to be incredible. So, you know, I'm just can't wait to see how this evolves. So this is a good place to stop. Thank you again for your time, and hopefully we'll talk to you again when your chip tape's out. And thanks again.
Thank you very much.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.